The Gemara on Daf Vav Amud Aleph has some strange discussions about Shadim, and specifically the proliferation of Shadim, and how there's so many things that seem to be caused by the Shadim. So there's some interesting things to look into over here, but just in terms of the existence of Shadim in the first place is something that was a point of contention amongst the Rishonim. Now, definitely the vast majority of Rishonim understood these Gemaras, and there are a number of them. I guess the most famous one is either here. There's another famous one in Maseches Chagiga that deals with the looks of the Shadim and the qualities of Shadim, and there's another Gemara in Maseches Psachim, in Perek Arbei Psachim, that deals with Shadim a little bit as well in the context of the Sugya of Zugos. But bottom line is that there seems to be a widely assumed fact in Chazal that Shadim were a real thing. There were some kind of demonic entities that existed, and this seemed to be something they took for granted. Similarly, all the Kishuf and all the different spiritual negative black magic type forces were legitimate and real. However, some of the Rishonim, and most notably perhaps the Rambam, were of the opinion that these things were not real, and no one was actually ever able to do black magic, and the Shadim are just a mashal and a metaphor, and when Chazal talk about these things, they're not saying them because the people, the Chachamim, actually believe that they were real, just that these are representative of other things, and you have to read these Gemaras shelo kipshutam. But nevertheless, the vast majority opinion is that they were in fact real. Now, it's perhaps even more common, even more, more elaborate in his opinion that Shadim were not real is the opinion of the Meiri. The Meiri wrote extensively about the fact that he did not think Shadim were real. And he described that perhaps it was based on things that the Jewish people believed at the time, because these were the superstitions of the world and everybody believed in this stuff. So the Gemara was trying to basically softly move people in a different direction. So they wanted to teach certain lessons, and they brought ideas of Shadim into it. But in reality, it's not, it wasn't something that they really believed in themselves. So that's questionable. The Meiri, what exactly is Shita means. But at the end of the day, the Rambam Shita and the Meiri Shita is that Shadim are not real, whereas the majority opinion is that they were. So there's a comment that the Vilna Gaon made in his Bir HaGra on Shulchan Aruch, and this is very famously well-known comment, in Yoredeya Simen Kufayin Tes. And the Gra basically says that V'lachin Kasav HaRambam Shek Shafim V'Shemos V'Lachashim V'Shedim V'Kameos HaKol Hu Sheker. All of these spiritual things like black magic and using certain names of Hashem to do miracles, and whispering certain psukim to do some negative spiritual things, and shadim and cameos, which are the amulets that people write and they put in a pouch. Hakol ushay, all that is falsehood. Avol kvar hiku oso al kadkado. They already hit the Rambam in the head over this matter. Shari matzino harbi maizos b'gemara pishemus ukshafim. Right, we have so many stories in the Gemara that discuss different types of magic and shemus, that they were even doing it in the times of the Gemara. It wasn't some ancient history that the Tanaim and Amoraim were talking about back to the days of Mitzrayim. This was something that they lived with. So you can't say that it wasn't legitimate. And the Gra famously says that the evil philosophy tricked the Rambam into believing that these things were not real, but in reality they are real. Okay, that is the Shita of the Gra, representing the vast majority of our Chachamim, that these things are, in fact, real ideas. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in his Sefer Emes LeYaakov on Shas, I think it's published elsewhere as well in his name, but he tries to make some sort of peace between the Rambam and the other opinions in this, and I don't know what you think of it. I'll read you some of the Lashon inside. So he says, Efshar sheyesh lomar shesover harambam debizmana gemara dayin haya mazikin virak bizmaneinu einam. Maybe what the Rambam really held is that there were demons in the times of the Gemara, but nowadays there aren't. V'hainu dekoach ha-tumah toli va'omeid bekoach ha-kedusha. And this yesod is a very emistic yesod that normally you can only get as holy as you can get unholy, meaning there has to be a balance in the world between the forces of Kedusha and the forces of Tuma. Dezel umazel asal okim, Hashem balances them out. Ukechol she tizgaber haruchnius v'koach ha-kedusha, k'mochein tizgaber koach ha-smol v'ha-tuma. And the more possibility there is for spiritual growth, similarly there is an equal and opposite possibility for negative spiritual forces. and skipping a little bit, v'lochein v'zmana gemara shekol amora hayu b'kocho l'hachios mesim, in the times of the gemara when every single amora could do tchias ha-mesim v'chadome, v'hechrech hoysa gamkein kocha tuma yecholah l'asos mein zeh. So that's why there had to be a similar type of tuma. Ki arei ha-bechira muchrachas shetia nisuna b'yado shel adam v'ein ha-kadosh baruch hu borei davar sheyochol achria es bechira. So he says that that because people have to have free will, and in order to make it in such a way that there was free will, so they had to have a balance. And he quotes at the end that he heard that Rav Elchanan Wasserman, he said what Rabbi Yaakov said, he was once in Kelim, and in Kelim they told the story of Rav Elchanan Wasserman, who was a was an eyewitness to the Chafetz Chaim's D-book story. He said that I actually heard this from Rav Elimelech Drillman. He was once speaking, he was Rebbe in YU for many years, and he was speaking one time, and he said that he was a Talmud of Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, and Rabbi Chanan said to him that he testifies that every single word of the story that is told with the Chafetz Chaim in the Deep Book is 100% true. So this I heard, ish mi pi ish, meaning I heard this from Rav Drillman, who heard it from, as a young man, from Rabbi Chanan. So Rabbi Yaakov says that he was in Kelim, he heard the B'Shem Rabbi Chanan, that probably the Deep Book that was found in the Chafetz Chaim story would probably be the last one. We're in a place where people are not holding in such a way that if they would see such a thing, it would destroy their bechira, and now it would be too much of a nes nigla for people to see such things, and therefore, it's important to keep in mind that this yisod is an emes diki yisod that Rabbi Yaakov is bringing out, that we have the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, which tells us that the Chachamim daven to be mevatel the Yetzer for Avodah Zarah, but also during that same time there was no longer that they succeeded in getting rid of it, but they also got rid of the ability to achieve real nevuah, and therefore it's a balance. This is a very, very important idea that Rabbi Yaakov is bringing out, but I think you have to suggest that this is not the pshat in the Rambam. That the Rambam himself makes no such distinction. The Rambam does not say that in the times of the Mishnah and the Gemara, these things were real and nowadays they are fake. Now, it could be that what Rabbi Yaakov meant to say, it's hard to know, but what he meant to say was that the reason the Rambam was misled into thinking that they were fake is that in his time they didn't exist. So why would he assume that something that used to exist no longer existed, except for the fact that Hashem had to balance the scale? So maybe the limud zechus that Rabbi Yaakov has for the shita of the Rambam is that the Rambam was just going based on his best observation, and it couldn't be that such things existed, because already in the times of the Rishonim, nobody could do black magic, and there was no such thing as shadim and kameyas that worked. And therefore, he had to assume that the whole thing was made up, and Chazal must have been trying to give over a different message. And certainly, not that the Rambam thinks that Chazal had these things in their times and now they're not relevant in our times. There's plenty of other places where the Rambam writes about refuas that exist in the Gemara, that he says, well, whether they worked in the times of Chazal or not, you're not allowed to do them anymore because they don't work anymore. That the Rambam is not saying definitely that they didn't work in the times of Chazal. But here it's very clear that the Rambam is assuming that the Shadim were not real ever. Not that they were real for Chazal, but they aren't real in our time. And definitely the Meiri would fall into that camp as well, where he says that the Chazal were telling people things that they used to believe in those days, but not that Chazal ever even believed in it. So it's not that they had Shadim in those days and now we no longer have them. Okay, be that as it may, there are a couple of beautiful ha'aris from Rav Kook in the Ein Aya on these inyanim, because no matter how you understand it, whether it's a mashal for something or it's legitimate shadim, what is the Gemara talking about? I'll read you the lashon of the Gemara over here. It says Umali Nitnarish, this is from Bryce of Abba Binyamin, Umali Nitnarish Ayan Liros in Kobri Cholalam Ripnei Amazikin. So he says, if the eye was given permission to see such things, people would not be able to stand because of all of the mazikim that they would see, all of the demons that they would say, and they say, how many are on the right, how many on the left, etc. But bottom line is, we're surrounded by mazikim at all times. So just from a scientific perspective, I'm not claiming this is the pshat in Abba Binyamin, but from a scientific perspective, if we would have microscopes and the ability to see that all of the bacteria and the germs and all of the microscopic organisms that are crawling all over us and all over our food and all over our tables, etc., we wouldn't be able to function. So that's at least a good physical mushel to the spiritual idea that they were surrounded by these spiritual demons that are all over the place. Nevertheless, Rav Kook has a very interesting ha'ara here where he says that there are people who taina that, oh, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would just show me a little bit more, if he would just give me a little bit greater revelation, then I would finally be able to serve him properly, and I'd be able to do be osek in Torah mitzvahs the way I know I can. But the problem is, Hashem is not giving me enough. Just show me a sign, some kind of nes, some kind of revelation. I need something. And Rav Kook says, no, it's just the opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows you exactly what you can handle and what you need in order to be able to serve him best. And if he would show you any more, that would be unmerciful. It would be a cruel thing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because if he would just open our eyes to all of the mazikim that are around us, we would all lose our minds. And therefore, it's actually an act of tremendous mercy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not allow us to see certain things, and not the opposite. So that's point number one. We have to remember that by keeping certain things hidden from us, Hashem is actually being merciful to us and not trying to hold us back in any way, God forbid. Point number two is he goes through these different things. He says, number one, says, what do these ideas mean over here? Rava says, Hai duchka dehavi bekala minayu hava. Right? The when the shear feels cramped, when you go to the shear, And you're like, oh, it's so everybody's pushy and there's no space. He says that's from the shadim. Well, the shadim are taking up space. And it says, hi birki deshili, when your knees get sore, minayo, what is it? With the lactic acid build up in somebody's knees, or somebody gets a sprained knee, that's because of shadim. Hi mani de rabbanan debala, when the clothing of the rabbanan wear out, mechufya dedu, it's from the friction of the shadim. Also hard to know. Hi kari de menakfi, when your feet smack against the ground, when you walk, you get sore feet, minayo, that's also from them. So this is something that's very hard to understand. So basically, without getting into all the details, Rav Kook has a beautiful explanation of all of these ideas, where he says that the Torah and the positive spiritual forces that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into this world are so great, and they're so amazingly sweet and so enjoyable that our neshamas are drawn to them. They're really... We would really be so tempted to be osek in Torah and mitzvahs our entire lives. We would never have a yitzhar to do anything wrong. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Like we said from Rabbi Yaakov, you have to create balancing negative spiritual forces which somewhat temper the effects of the Torah and the mitzvahs that they have on us. And therefore, when a person wants to go to a shir, if he would know what the Torah is and he would get one taste of the Torah, if not being held back by these demons, by these negative spiritual forces, he would run to every shir. He would never complain, oh, the shir was too crowded, it was too cramped, it's too hot, it's too cold. He wouldn't be thinking about that. He would just be rejoicing in the Torah the entire time. So when it says that when the shir feels cramped, so he says that that is from the Shadim, meaning that's from the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu allows all of these negative spiritual forces to exist in this world. And similarly, when it says that a birki deshili, a person gets sore knees, says that's talking about running to do mitzvahs, and any good deed, a person would run to do a mitzvah, and he wouldn't feel any soreness, he wouldn't feel any laziness, but because Kadosh Baruch Hu put the Shadim into the world, then we feel this lackluster effort to try to go and run and do mitzvahs. And he says, similarly, if you see a Talmud Chacham whose clothing are torn, it's from the friction of the Shadim. Says, what does it mean, the clothing of the Talmud Chacham? It means the Talmud Chacham, the way he is on the outside. Sometimes you find a person, he's a great Torah scholar, and he has bad midos. You say, how could it be a person who's osik in Torah like that has bad midos? So nowadays, we just make up excuses for him. But l'maisa, there are such people who are great Torah scholars, they are Talmud Chachamim, and they don't have good midos. So how is it possible? The Torah is supposed to be the ultimate cleanser. The Torah, so the Rav Kook explains, really... In a perfect balanced world where the Torah was allowed to do what it's capable of doing, so one word of Torah would clean us out, and it would be impossible for us to be osek in negative actions and to have bad midos. One word of Torah would fix us. But the fact is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to create balance in this world, and he allows the Shadim to exist and to sort of block us block the Torah from achieving its goal. And therefore, it makes it difficult to fix one's midos, even with the Torah that we learn. And he says, last but not least, he says that the case of when you walk, your feet smack against the ground. So he says also all the physical pains and all the physical desires that hold us back from achieving greatness. He says that's only because of the negative spiritual forces that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts into this world that hold us back. So that's a little bit of an insight into what this Gemara is talking about when it comes to the Shadim. That the Shadim refers, according to Rav Kook, it refers to these negative spiritual forces which temper the ultimate goodness and Kedusha that we're supposed to feel when we serve Hashem and engage in Torah and mitzvos.